You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. The internet allows people to connect who never would have met each other before. People who live in opposite corners of the globe, from different backgrounds and cultures. The Pulitzer Prize-winning play Water by the Spoonful by Chiara Alegria Hudes explores human connections, on and offline. Western Michigan University will perform the play starting tonight.
Momkim and Falak Tadinigo Wasafari. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, spot on.
You must have some familiarity with Arabic to remember it so clearly.
Yeah, maybe I heard it on a TV or something.
An odd phrase.
It's like a song I can't get stuck out of my head.
The play is the second in a three-part series that follows an injured Iraq war veteran named Elliot Ortiz. Evan Lugo plays Elliot. Life is not going well for the character. Lugo says Elliot's mom is dying, and he's constantly reminded of the horrors of war.
Every day he's struggling with that and trying to find peace while also dealing with the reality that he did murder somebody.
The only one Elliot can confide in is his cousin Yaz, a music professor going through a rough divorce. They both grew up in an impoverished Puerto Rican neighborhood in Philadelphia. But Lugo says Elliot and Yaz have always dreamed of better lives.
There's just something more for him out there, and he doesn't want to get stuck in this loop that all of his other relatives are stuck in.
But that's only half the story in Water by the Spoonful. The play switches between Elliot and a chat room for recovering crack addicts. The chat room brings people from all walks of life together, not just people dealing with poverty. Here's director Mark Learman.
People who are making $300,000 a year and up are just as addicted as these stereotypes that we have of who's really doing crack.
You two think you were all humble pie when you first started out? Go check your original post.
Oh, I know mine. I'm scared. I will kill myself. Talk me off the ledge.
Well, if someone gets as desperate as us, they don't deserve our noble company. Suffer like me, or you ain't legit.
And the struggle that these people go through just to survive, to stay clean.
Elizabeth Clary plays an addict on the chat room with the username Orangutan.
She was adopted when she was only a few days old from Japan, and then she was moved to Cape Lewiston, Maine, where there aren't any real minorities there. So she grew up Asian in a town of a lot of white people. And so she was very disconnected from her culture. And it kind of gave her this whole identity crisis for really a long time.
But through the chat room, she finally finds someone she can relate to, a user called Chutes and Ladders. Learman says the play gives a fascinating look into how we interact online.
When I talk to my students, my sons, they fully believe and are as invested in these electronic relationships as we are in our supposed real relationships.
Playwright Chiara Hudes admits that Water by the Spoonful is not an easy play to produce. After all, how do you show a chat room on stage? First, there's the set. Learman says Western's theater department stretched large rolls of clear plastic wrap across the stage to symbolize the web.
It's see-through so that you can still have actors be seen through it at points when you're seeing it from the side. The projections come through it from the back. It's different from every place in the house because it's a three-dimensional sculpture.
Then there's the acting. Here the playwright is very clear. Actors are not to look at cell phones or type on laptops. Instead, each of the four characters sits in separate corners facing the middle of the stage, having what almost looks like a regular conversation. Except that the actors aren't allowed to look directly at each other.
The questions they're asking, the seeking of human connection is very real and very painful, right? And to do that without having somebody else literally looking back at you is a challenge.
Though they seem like two totally different plots, Elliot's struggle to find himself and the addicts in the chat room, there is a connection, and it ties the whole play together. Learman says you'll have to see it to find out. WMU Theater will put on Water by the Spoonful for 2 weekends starting tonight at 7:30. There's a link to more showtimes on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.